Okay, now in this lecture, we're going to look at some of the yoga and mental health research. But before we do, let's chant together.
Sahana bhavatu, sahanau bhunaktu, sahaviryam karavavahai. Tejasvinavadhitamastu, ma vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Let's take a moment now to sense the effects of the practice in the body, breath, and mind. Okay, so while there's been many studies in the past few decades examining the effects of yoga on mental health, the challenge with researching yoga is that it's either too broad to define and therefore difficult to research using our current scientific methodology, or that it has been reduced down to a single practice or protocol, which is somewhat reductionistic and only represents a limited part of the entirety of yoga. Additionally, when yoga is reduced down to a single practice or protocol to fit the current scientific method, there's very little agreement about what this should constitute, and therefore the research shows a large heterogeneity of yoga practices. So some studies include only asana, others only pranayama or only meditation, mantra or mudra, and others include a combination of all of these and more. While there have been some high-quality randomized clinical trials, which is the gold standard in research, there have been various methodological limitations in the research, including small sample sizes, uncontrolled designs like single-group trials, and heterogeneity of controls and interventions, and therefore more good-quality evidence-based research is required. But despite all this, overall, the evidence does suggest that yoga, both in a group and individually, can help with mental health, particularly as an adjunct to treatment. Okay, so this is probably the world's shortest lecture. In the next lectures, we'll be diving more deeply into the individual research articles looking into yoga and mental health. I'll see you over there soon.